Walker. This weekend, Bloomington Early Music presents A Mask by Francesco Cavalli, described as a poignant tale of the trials of love, performed by the Alchemy Vials and Guests, and that's Saturday at 7:30 at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. Our guests are Phil Spray, who's the leader of the Alchemy Vials, a vial player and author, and dance historian and stage director, Catherine Taurosi. Tell us a little bit about your background, Phil.
I've been playing early music in central Indiana and across the country for a longer time now than I'd like to admit, you know. And my dream has always been to put together a professional vial consort and to produce original, unique programs and bring in the best to lead them, like Catherine.
Catherine, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the director and co-founder of the New York Baroque Dance Company. And I've been reconstructing dances, and then it got into stage direction for masks and early opera. Oh, since 1984, that's when I started doing my stage direction. The whole nature of the mask is that it can be put together. It's not something that's static. And what Phil has done is he's been inspired by Cavalli's Ormindo. And he's pulled the Romeo and Juliet scene from that opera, and he has then created music around it to sort of set up the scene and to have a final ending. And what I find is that he's not only created something that's possible for all of us to do within a 75-minute period, he's really created a beautiful Cavalli mask from the music of Cavalli and others, but taken into consideration the 21st-century audience.
She's being very modest here. We've worked together on this idea of amour, love, or Venus. The old masks usually had some mythological characters in it. So we've taken that idea and created our own character, amour, and pulled texts from different songs that talk about the art of love. My understanding of the masks is that the librettos were always yin-yang, mask and anti-mask, what's true, what's not true, what's ideal, what's not ideal. And I think our character of love, sung by Lindsay Adams, she's giving kind of a cynical side to love, like girls, here's what I found has really worked, you know, men will tell you anything, da-da-da-da-da, you know, and she's given this different bit of advice and so on that I think our modern audiences can truly relate to. But then at one point she says, of course, if you listen to me, nobody will want to love, and then nobody would call me a goddess then. So there's another side to it, and that other side to it are going to be the Romeo and Juliet style scenes from the opera.
Catherine, what dances might we expect to see as part of A Mask?
You'll probably see something that you might think of as minuet, and this will be something that Amour does. And then at the end, we'll have some kind of joyous air, which is mandatory because you have to leave the audience connecting again with their own time period.
What a wonderful dramatic thought.
I agree. I wish more experiences were like that.
Well, and I think that this is, if I could interrupt for a second, this is our first try at A Mask. It seems like nobody that I see is doing anything like this. And if audiences like it, I would like to develop this more and more and more.
Phil Spray and Catherine Taurosi about the upcoming production of A Mask. Much of the music by Francesco Cavalli takes place Saturday the 14th at 7:30 at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, and Sunday afternoon it's in the Cook Theater at the Indiana Landmarks Center. Showtime there, 4 o'clock. I'm George Walker.